So anyway, is it true that, or rather, not is it true, from my own observation, that whenever the mind has a preference, whenever a mind has a preference, that preference has always comes with defilement.
Not necessarily.
Just because the mind prefers something, you cannot say that it must be a defilement.
Because when it prefers means it chooses. When it chooses means there is always choose the best or something.
Wisdom chooses too. Wisdom also makes choices. Of course you will choose what's better.
Because of wisdom.
Because of wisdom. If it's not good, wisdom will not choose it. If it's good, wisdom will choose it. But why does wisdom choose something? Because it knows something is better. Not because it thinks or hopes it's better.
So when wisdom chooses, it doesn't have defilements in it.
If wisdom chooses, it doesn't have defilements in it.
Yes, right.
Right, because if wisdom is leading, then it's because there are no defilements at that time. So, the making of a choice is not the criteria, it's the motivation behind the choice that determines whether there's... So you have to know the motivation. Is it a defilement or is it wisdom?
Usually my...
So you see, the action of the mind of making a choice, you cannot judge that making a choice must mean there's a defilement. You must see what is actually behind the making of the choice in every instance. So every time a choice is made, you have to determine whether the choice was made because of a defilement or because of a wisdom.
It means that before the choice is made, there is an idea. And the idea is whether it's right idea or wrong idea.
Yes, motivation material.
Right, that's the motivation.
So
wisdom got choice, best my choice.
He says wisdom chooses when it knows it's the best, yeah.
So the more I look at the whole day activities, as much as I could pick it up, I found all irritation comes with wrong ideas. Simply because
Once there is any
unpleasant feeling,
then defilement is present.
So when we recognize that the idea has already propped up, there is nothing much we could do because there are already experiences of what Sahaja said. When we find ourselves irritating, it's already an effect of a cause which is an idea that has already came up in our mind. There is nothing much we could do.
Right.
So we can only learn from it. But if that idea is so ingrained in us, what next step can we do in a space?
So he said, what you need to do is practice to make the right ideas grow stronger.
Wrong idea, Papa told me.
You can't change the wrong idea personally. You can't go in and act actively change the wrong idea, because it's very deeply entrenched in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work at increasing the right idea in the mind.
Wrong idea, Bama tolu mu ju da right idea phit la li, wrong idea tu a naturally tu a tu ja ba yo.
So we don't need to do anything to the wrong idea. He says we need to work on growing the right ideas in the mind, and then when the right idea gets stronger, the wrong idea will naturally fade.
Yeah, that's true. I'd like to give an example. In my past retreats, the word silence is very much emphasized. But when I meet Sayadaw, it is about noble silence. But because I have this strong idea that silence has been so ingrained for more than 20 years, whenever there's a retreat, people talk. This thing pops up and says, oh, they shouldn't talk. But at the point of time, it was supposedly to be the right idea. But now I start to see that the idea has created a lot of unnecessary resistance in my mind. I didn't see it was a wrong idea until now. But that idea has been ingrained for 20 years. No one to blame simply because I took in that idea. So, what do I do now?
ကျိုက်တဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်တယ်တော့မမအမ်ရစစ်စစ်အမှန်ကိုသိလာရင်အမှန်တိုင်းလက်ခံရုံပဲဟိုဘက်ကိုရစစ်စစ်ကမလိုပါဘူးရစစ်စစ်ကလိုဖို့မလိုတာရစစ်စစ်ကလိုမလိုပဲမယူဘူးမနဲ့ဟောလက်ခံမယ်လေဟိုဟာကိုမကျိုက်တာမဟုတ်ဘူးမနဲ့ဟောလက်ခံတာ
So you know
your idea. Understand more. အမန်ကဖြစ်တဲ့တာကဖြစ်တဲ့တာကသူကအမန်ကိုနားလည်လာတဲ့အတွက်ကိုကောင်းကအမန်ကိုနားလည်တာဒါပဲနောက်လက်ခံတာပဲရှိတယ်။ကိုကောင်းကသူ့နာမှာမဟုတ်ဘူ
း။ So when you understand a new idea and you accept a new idea, he says that's all you need to do. You don't need to reject the old idea. You need to just stop at taking on a new idea. There's no need to reject the old idea.
စစ်ကမကြိုက်တာမပြုလို့ဆိုတော့တရားကိုကောင်းတယ်လို့ထပ်ယူလိုက်လို့မန္တန်ညာမဟုတ်တော့ကောင်းတယ်ဆိုပြီးအကြံပြုလိုက်တော့ဟိုကောင်းအကောင်းဖြစ်သွားတော့
He says you know what happens is that the mind not only now takes on this new idea and sees the rightness of it, the mind then now starts to attach to that idea, so it thinks this is good, so it attaches to the idea of this being good, then rejects the other because attachment has come in. So it's not on the level of understanding that oh this is right and this is how it
should be.
So Sierra says he'll ask you like you have a resistance to the old idea, yes? He says, but is it necessary to dislike the old idea? Is it necessary to resist it? Do you need to resist the old idea? So yes, the resistance is happening, it comes up naturally in the mind. What you want to do is challenge the mind. Ask the mind, okay, there's resistance. Is this necessary? So you pose the challenge.
Hello, resistance ရှိတယ်ဆိုတော့ကိုယ့်မှာ idea ကြက်လိုနေတယ်လို့ပဲ။မားနေတယ
်။ So if a resistance is coming up towards what was the old idea, he says then you know that the mind is still holding some incomplete understanding.
Yeah.
One more question.
is it true that to know the right idea, we must, or rather to know is the wrong idea?
To know is the wrong idea, we must recognize, we must have a contrast of the right idea. Is that true? Without the right idea coming up, we won't even know that idea is wrong.
Yes. 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 Right. When we know what's right, we immediately understand what went wrong.
Which means if you have this amount of time, you're
nervous about it. No, no. Mr. Machine, actually, I'm going to go.
That's right. So you see, when there's no wisdom, delusion is always present.
I have been watching my mind get into a bored state very easily. So sometimes in my sitting, in the first, I mean, actually I'm aware of what's happening and I let the object come. But after a while, after it's been watching for, been aware for a while, I notice that the quality of the mind seems to be deteriorating because there's boredom coming in. And then you get this little like sleep attacks up. But it's like in and out, in and out. But they are very, very brief because it's like one dot and then I'm okay, I'm aware again. But I'm trying to check my attitude. Am I not interested? So I say, okay, if I'm not interested, then okay, let's inject some interest and trying to pick up more objects. Then it becomes worse. Now I pick objects. So when I pick objects, the sitting becomes even more, I use the word heavy lah. So I know that's not right already. So I'm actually wondering how I can, you know, maintain a level of awareness, but not drop into boredom, but still can investigate. He says, in the first place, you know, you've been watching for a while and then the quality of the mind starts to drop, you said. He says, if the quality of the mind is starting to drop, it's because the mind has some wrong attitude. It's already an indication. Why does boredom come in? Before the boredom started, what was your mind doing? What was your mind thinking? You have to examine all of that. If we were really clear about all these questions, he says boredom wouldn't come in. It's because right from the beginning, when you started practicing, you weren't very clear about what you were doing. I actually observed the wrong attitude of apathy.
What do you mean by that?
Means like, it's like because the objects are like, say, birds, this, that, you know, as it goes along. Because we recognize them as it is, recognize aware of them. So they are like, normal objects. I will use the word normal objects that I would normally be able to be aware of. So I think when the mind looking for excitement kind of seems like the mind is looking for somehow excitement to keep it awake. So I've been observing that it's looking for somehow excitement, and then when there is something that's out of ordinary happen, then the mind is alert. So I know that there's something that's not right. Yeah, the mind has gone into an apathy feeling of like, okay lah, these objects are very normal, you know, these are not.
So the mind is hoping for something, yeah, something more than these ordinary objects. He says, so whenever the mind wants something, it gets bored with what it has now.
Energy tone la mya lo pin mai le pin ne now sit win sa hu ne le pin ne
he says there are a few reasons why we can get bored. One is when we want something particular and we're not getting it, this leads to boredom. The second thing is we use too much energy to practice, and then when we run out of energy we start feeling bored. And the third
one is
we just aren't interested. We're not interested in what's happening now.
Now,
this also brings
idea
forward.
Wrong.
And then there's a fourth reason. It's when you have this attitude, feeling like you're experiencing the same thing over and over again. When you think, I'm still watching this or watching this again. When you think something is the same or again, this also brings boredom.
Get out. Now, do I need to like practice with checking my ideas or?
Before your practice, you need to check any attitude. Attitude is clear, the right idea, then start to practice.
Okay, might have.
And also, when you're practicing, also very often check back to your attitude. Because attitude is, defilement is a very slickly come to the attitude, very quickly. If you don't know, they push you. They overwhelm you. The meditation mind weaker and weaker, then the meditation not smooth.
Yeah.
So, when you meditate, don't focus too much to the object. More take care of your meditating mind. What idea you come or not. That's the more important.
Okay. Thank you.
Mantar, I just need a little clarification. Yeah, I didn't phrase my question correctly just now. When I mentioned that when the mind chooses an object, I'm referring to objects of the sense doors, not situation, not events. Like for instance, hearing is all the time happening. So suddenly, if we choose one particular sound, that choice itself has craving in it.
Why do you choose?
The mind just naturally, like she give an example of bird chirping. They are all over the sound here. Suddenly, when the mind naturally chooses something beautiful, you know what I mean? It chooses because of our unawareness.
Sandy.
Sense of shape.
Choose
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes,
yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. When it's necessary and it's important, the mind needs to choose what is necessary and important.
Naturally, the mind goes to the object.
Yes.
If you resist and have liking or disliking, the mind will choose the object. That time, what do you choose? Object or mind? Sometimes, naturally, the mind reacts. He goes to the object naturally.
Yes, naturally.
That time, what do you choose?
When
come to the mind.
Yes. What I mean is, my question is more of when...
No,
when
but Seattle is pointing out that you can prefer to choose something because of wisdom.
More important. Yeah.
Like when you like or dislike something, the mind will go to that object continuously, yes. Naturally. Mm. Yes? At that time, because of meditation, you choose to look at the mind, and that's the wise thing to do in a situation like that.
Mm.
Right? So that's a wisdom choice.
There is a conscious choice. What I mean is, unconsciously, the mind naturally runs into it.
Unconscious choice, so you are
Because I'm referring to this thing called seeing and looking.
He says unconscious choices also are not also always unwholesome. We do make wholesome natural choices too.
Because of wisdom and.
That's ingrained, yeah.
Because I'm referring to this statement called.
So, for example, he says maybe before you start meditating, the mind tends to take certain unwholesome objects quite naturally, quite often. You meditate, you train the mind, and the mind can be trained to then automatically be taking wholesome objects more naturally, you know?
I'm coming from the point of seeing the word seeing and looking. Seeing the object naturally impinges on the senses. But the very moment when there is looking, it chooses. I want a clarity. That looking has something of craving in it. Is that true? Like hearing and listening. Sayadaw says hearing is happening. The very moment you try to listen, there is always a tendency of going out to the object. That going out has defilements in it.
You can't generalize, that's what he's saying.
Yes, right. Depend on your personal and the say quality for mood.
So depending on the quality of the mind at that time, that's how the mind will work. So you can't generalize, you can't say it's always because of you.
Pante, the other day I was sitting and my mind was expecting to watch the pain from the legs. But I was caught with the mosquito bites. And then the mind was struggling, you know, with the itch, very itch. I was able to observe the itch for the first three bites. But then when three more came, aversion came. It was so intensified itch. So would that improve with practice? Like I could only observe for the duration of three bites, but the next three bites come, oh! Kuching mosquitoes are very, very itchy.
Yeah. And that's why, because Rajong is doing it. Sega, Dora, Miala, to Ayoma, negative Ayombo, you live. And Chiyama, Ayombeku, Chiyama, Sepeku, Chiyama.
So Siana said, that's why he said, you know, when the mind already has anger in it, right? Then the tendency of an angry mind is to take the negative objects. So that's why when the pain is there, already the mind doesn't like the pain, you shouldn't be watching the pain. You should be trying to watch the reaction in the mind. And the same thing with the subsequent bites and all, you should be trying to only watch the reaction of the mind. Because if you watch the bites, the mind will react more and it will look for more bites. So if you look at the objects that are irritating you, there are many objects. If you look at the mind, there's only one mind to look at, the reacting mind, one mind.
So if my reaction at that time for the three later mosquitoes is that I don't want this, you know, I'm resistance, there's
from
a resistance.
From the beginning, you should be watching the resistance.
Not
at the pain. He says, remember this formula. When there's an object and you like the object or you don't like the object, you should not watch this object because it's not a Dhamma object anymore. Your mind has reaction to it. At that time, you must watch the mind, not the object.
From the very beginning.
Yes.
That means the first three mosquito bites, I was bluffing to myself that there was no aversion.
That's
there was
right.
subtle.
Definitely.
Dislike.
Yeah. Yes, you look in your mind, you will see it, he said. The fact that you think it's a mosquito, the mind already has aversion.
That's quite true.
He said the mosquito doesn't have to bite you yet. You think mosquito, you're already resistant.
Idea mosquito you think about mosquito, the aversion will come.
Okay.
Even not bite yet. Even you hear the sound wee wee. Yeah.
So
the idea of the concept about mosquito, a version already there.
So if I have that idea, I also watch the idea, the next sitting.
Yeah, idea, change the idea. Yeah, attitude of PM, idea of PM, feeling which you want.
Yeah, change the idea and watch the resistant feeling in the mind.
How to change the idea?
How to change the idea?
Now I'm not telling, I ask yogi first, if you don't know, I told. Maybe all the time I talk, they not remember.
Just go back to the right view.
Yeah, right view.
Go back to the right
view.
That
what is the right view?
These are natural. These are mosquito bites.
You know already.
But the thing is, the next thing is, the next thing I had fear feeling of mosquito bite already.
So you must remember how to the view you take towards anything you feel in the body is a sensation. Sensation is nature, yeah? Like that.
And then one more question about mosquito. I'm asking question for the mosquitoes. When I was doing other things like this morning, yoga, open eyes, right? Why is it that my mindfulness is much less, more challenging when I could see the mosquito? The mosquito was going to land on my leg. I just couldn't stand it. I just, should I just let it bite me?
Yes, you could, bro.
He says you don't have to let it bite you, but you can gently,
sure,
yes,
and send metta.
Yeah. Send metta. Okay. Go home.
Yeah. Or you can choose ordination. Donation.
Donation. Take as much as you like.
Yeah.
Yeah,
actually, the mosquito eat his food. Yeah.
Just it was breakfast time anyway.
you can choose whatever you think, huh?
Because when the mosquito was flying there, my mind was not with the yoga. So the yoga steps was all haywire, but I was like trying to get rid of the mosquito.
If you forget the mosquito, yes, no problem. You more thinking about your yoga practice, you forget the mosquito, that everything okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Bhante.
In SBS, I cannot try mosquito, many mosquito bite, itching all the time. So I think, let it be. So itching, I'm relieved. Because I resist more itching. So I relax, let go, let it be, the itching less. Not big problem, become sensation, because of attitude, become change. So it's a sensation, it become object.
Thank you. I have one more question. In a householder retreat, is it possible to eat and read mindfully at the same time?
Eat and read mindfully at the same time?
Can eat and read same time. And also you listening the music also same time. Your sixth sense door can open. You see that many people drive the car, phone call, eat, and they do everything. Same time. The mind is very quick. He can do everything. Only difficult to be mindful.
But just stay with reading.
Even in the toilet also, you can your shit, the toilet shit, you can read. You can listen.
How to do that just with reading and eating? Because when I read, if my mind is on the reading,
yeah.
I don't know what I put inside my mouth.
Yeah.
I just chew and it just swallow.
Do you want to ask can do or can mindful?
I know can do, I do all the time.
Okay. If skillful, the way you skill, how skilled you are.
So for beginner, maybe it's better to just stick one by one.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
You need to know that. You don't need that.
No. Momo, one trillion mind is already happened. So you cannot see one mind, one object. Mind so quick. No. If you mindfulness more sharp, he can see more things simultaneously.
Proper mindfulness doesn't mean you do one thing at a time.
You can't see all three together. You can't see all three together, but one by one, it's very quick.
Very quick. That's why you, if you theory one by one, but experience you cannot see one by one. Yeah.
So, in your case,
theory also we don't know. One by one, we don't know. This is a Buddha affair. Buddha can know.
But if the mindfulness is very sharp, you can see that very quickly that three things.
Yeah, different. Yeah, different. You can see. Yeah.
It's not that you cannot be mindful when you eat and read at the same time. It's just that when we think that we have to be aware of everything at the same time, it's not possible. But you can eat and read, and at any moment you might know you're eating or you might know you're reading while you're doing both the activities. And if you're content to know how much you know, you can be mindful. Yeah, but if you think you have to be mindful of everything, that's not possible. At home, we do many things simultaneously, but you just be aware of whatever you are aware of.
Sado, I have a question about thinking. Actually, I play with my meditation. I always find that the thinking already going on, already go, then only I catch it, I catch then it back. So it has been like, I testing out, it's been a lot of failure. Okay, so I in the meditation, I tell myself, I just take care of my awareness. So see what can I catch, why is the thinking can arise. So when I taking care of my awareness here, it's just like fear dogs, you know. The thinking did not want to appear at all. Why is it happen?
It's because the awareness is strong. It's getting, you're taking care of the awareness, so that's why the thoughts can't just filter in like that.
The myth is we have awareness that we don't have thinking?
No. I look below me.
When you are being aware of the awareness, which is what you are doing, right? You're taking care of the awareness. He says, then unnecessary weak thoughts cannot come into the mind. But if there was some strong thought or, you know, something urgent comes to mind, that would still come into the mind. But the small, unnecessary things that pass through the mind, that may not come up. Yeah? Because you're watching the awareness.
So what can I learn from this, Sadhu?
Awareness of Yandiro Bhaju Shile.
So you can find out when you're aware of your awareness.
What benefit you have?
What benefits do you get?
How do you feel? What mindstream? How do you feel?
Actually, it's a very peaceful. It's a receptive. It's ready for anything to happen. It's something like I aware. Like it's very clear. It's peaceful.
Yeah.
So then, you know, if you have the choice and the possibility, choose to do what feels better for the mind.
Okay. So, Saito, is it, this is also about thinking, because I like to investigate about thinking a lot. I observe that thinking actually start when the mind capture one object, then it subsequent that it become an image, it combine, become one thinking. Is that true? Okay, so is it interrupting the thinking process make me cannot understand sometimes the thinking, what is that they are thinking, but it's just the images, but I can't understand it. So the thinking process is something like this. Why is that? If I just asking this question, is that I interrupt with the thinking process make me cannot understand what is the content?
How do you interrupt the thinking process?
That means, example, because I'm watching it, then I cannot understand what is the content? No?
Siyano's instruction is to watch it so that you can understand it. So, how are you interrupting the process? By looking at it so hard that it stops?
Yes. I interrupt it.
By watching too strongly?
Yes.
And so the thinking stops?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's why Siyaro says if anybody focuses too hard, they cannot watch thinking mind. Yeah?
It should become like naturally, right?
naturally watching, yeah.
Okay.
A gentle watching. Get across to us. Then when the mind can sort of intuitively accept it somewhat, then you can try to apply it. That's why, you know, we have all these ideas from Seattle, right? And sometimes we try to shoot them like this, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't work, and we don't really know why.
That come back to this question on faith, so also referring to this topic. I've been observing my life sometimes, a certain statement mentioned by certain people doesn't work for me. Even though the statement that is mentioned, similar statement mentioned by a person whom I respect, works for me. They are the same, but the faith at the background is because of faith, it motivates me to understand it. So, in this question, faith sometimes comes from... Has it got to do with faith in this way?
So it depends on your mind, yeah? Mm. The acceptance level of your mind.
So in such a way...
He's heard something that Margaret Thatcher said before. Margaret Thatcher said that the words of a great person carry more weight than if an ordinary person swore on his own dead body or something. Something like that.
So in this way, when we believe in something else, so-called faith, it may not necessarily be motivated by wisdom then. Because it is of someone greater than we believe in, someone who is not greater than we don't believe in. So that kind of faith may not necessarily be wise faith. I mean, wise...
That can be blind faith.
It can be blind faith.
So
faith will only be right or wise when wisdom also is behind it. Then you have faith in the right things also because of wisdom. Wisdom must temper it.
So
that's why Seattle asks, do we practice because we think practicing will be good for us, or because we know practicing is good for us? Whose faith will be stronger? Someone who thinks practice will be good for them, or someone who knows practice is good for them?
No, sir, definitely.
Yes, it must be knowing, because if we only think something is good for us, then the moment we experience something negative, then we start losing faith. We doubt, right?
So when we talk of the five controlling faculties, where the faith starts first, does it mean that all the five itself has wisdom in it? The five controlling faculties? Faith, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. That all the faculties has wisdom in it?
Wisdom is leading the world.
Yes, wisdom should be leading them.
Leading.
Shadow was saying that actually, in the five faculties, you know, we talk about balancing the faculties, but he says there is no such thing. If everything was right, everything was wise, there's no such thing as too much or too little. The faculties, the stronger the faculties, the better it is. If they were all wise, then they'd be balanced. He says disbalance comes when there's no wisdom applied to some of the faculties. Then, because of lack of wisdom, then we get a disbalance of faculties. So it's not that they are stronger and weaker, it's that there's no wisdom in the application of of the faculty.
Which means wisdom balances itself.
Yes, right. rely on the wisdom. Wisdom never wrong.
Set up. I'd like to come back to my practice again. Can I start it yesterday? Yesterday, there tends to be a lot of reading because I think probably an escape from the practice. Excuse me. Notice that there was a lot of attachment to the body and the five senses in particular. And in that awareness, I noticed that the mind process is actually the same as dreaming. And the thought did actually come to me that without forms, we actually cannot dream. The problem with this is that I think we continue dreaming because the mind thinks that form is something that is true and everlasting. Towards the evening, I actually felt very sick, especially after drinking some Chinese tea. And felt that my solar plexus was very congested and actually felt like vomiting. But still the awareness of attachment to forms was still there.
Attachment?
Yes, to forms.
You kind of form.
You mean by the body, right?
Yes, body.
Right.
And then as I was aware of this imaginations and forms that were being played in the mind, suddenly there was an unexpected interruption. I felt that there was actually like a stop, and then the imagination would then begin again. Right, so which was not something that I expected, but it was very very fast. After the sitting meditation, I felt really terrible. Very terrible.
Terrible about
Okay, this morning after waking up, I sat for about 30 minutes. This time I noticed that the attachment to the object is, say, about 50% reduced, not so strong anymore. Concentration is lighter. And I was aware that when attachment to the mind objects occurred, it occurred to me that there are two processes involved when we are attached to something which is in our mind. First is actually freezing the object. For example, when we are about to be attached, we actually freeze the object, the mental object. And as this is occurring, we then overlap it or overlay it with something interesting. It could be like something like a defilement or whatever you may call it. So the freezing and the overlaying with something is the thing that actually makes us being pulled to observe or to what do you call that, to be attached to that object again and again. And after breakfast, I was sleepy. Something strange occurred to me because I mistook someone else's form as my own. Somebody's form can actually come into my mind, and I thought that was me. I don't know why it happened, but it's as though that in that state, it doesn't matter whether it's me or someone else's form. As long as there's form.
그 개인기능에 뭐?
So this is like a dream state.
It is, yeah, it's all a dream in.
I think, aware she da.
Are you aware?
Yes, I'm aware.
Aware she in the dreaming pin in the day dreaming pin, the aware she is. Aware na mu ku sa bi ya de, day dreaming to ma chi ne
lo. When you are in this daydream state and you're also aware,
yes.
You consciously choose to become aware of the awareness, stop looking at the objects of the dream.
Okay. The other thing I notice is the mind jumping to conclusion. Sometimes a picture may appear, but not very clearly. But straight away the mind jumps to conclusion. It is so and so. So this is actually, I think, a habit of the mind jumping to conclusion.
Yes, right. I don't mind.
Then after lunch, what do you call it? I slept. Yeah. Trying to be aware, but of course I fell asleep. And then during that sleep, there was a nightmare. I think I was struggling very hard against something that was really choking me or electrifying me, or both at the same time. In that nightmare, I actually had a thought that struggling in the dream or nightmare is actually good for me because it's a sort of a way of healing. But of course, I think it is probably wrong view. But anyway, after much struggling, I managed to wake myself from the dream because I said I can actually get out of the dream. And the last sitting for evening, I sat quite long, 1.5 hours, but mostly it was just awareness of pain at the legs. And this time the mind seems to be heavy, and I can find that the interest also start to reduce a little bit. There's just meditating, but actually there's not much joy or, you know, pleasure in trying to be mindful.
Yes, that's all. Okay, I think don't have to. Okay, continue like this.
Brother Quek, Sero notes that you are quite aware of what's happening in your mind. You are actually aware of the activity of the mind, what the mind is doing. He says, you might want to check often to see what your mind's attitude is towards the activity that's going on at that time. Yeah? How the mind is relating to the activity.
I think I'm in it.
When you refer to the attachment to form, you are saying that you can see the attachment to the form, right? Yes.
Yes. You see the attachment. Yeah, okay. Body sensation and Ayuruya, no? Say Ashila, say Anelia, body sensation and Ashila, Yuruya.
If sometimes you feel like the practice isn't going strong and you want to just build some stamina in the practice, you can actually just go back to body sensations for a while and just build up stamina.
Yeah? Say a stable pit lama, say chinu lila, pokal, and both say Amachi, even say chinu, a little bit of the city, don't you? And pay money.
Sometimes when the mind isn't very stable yet, then it's a good idea to actually do that. You know, go back to the body sensations, or build up a basic practice just to stabilize the mind a bit. And then when the mind is feeling more stable, to use that stable mind to then start watching the activities of the mind. Because if the mind is not stable yet, it can feel like, you know, watching the activities of the mind is a bit like, you know, it's all falling through your fingers. Yeah.
Okay, anybody?
Sayadaw, today in one of the sitting, the attitude was good. There was this moment, and I was eager to know, just watching the mind. So it was a awake state, okay, in the sitting meditation, and I was aware there's like vision, glimpse of vision appear, like two snap, you know, something I've never seen before. But it wasn't dreamy, I was aware. And then my question is this question is that even though we are not aware, right, in this mental activity, right, was there, I feel like there's ongoing glimpse of visions of lots of things going on without me aware. So meaning it's like, is this like similar to like in the dream state, like how it manifests, like how we in the dream when we're sleeping, things happen, but like it's really very much unexpected. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Your question is not clear. Are you trying to say that sometimes there are lots of things happening in our mind, but we're actually not consciously aware of it?
Yes.
And then because we're being aware, we get glimpses into stuff that is happening, but we were usually unconscious of, and then we get a conscious glimpse into it every now and again. Although maybe not an extended glimpse.
Yeah, it's like...
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, something... Yeah. And then it's like... Then I'm just thinking, contemplate, right? Is this like similar to like how like in a dream... You know, things just manifest.
What I'm saying is that dream is different. Yeah.
Okay, what I'm saying is that case, like right now I'm awake, I'm speaking here, whatever. But there are things going on in our mind all the time without us aware. It's just that at that moment I was very eager and watched my mind and just watched like a hawk like that, and then I could see like vision of things, and then it's just gone because the next moment is like I'm like, hey, what is this? You know, it's like start contemplating, and that's when I'm thinking start. You know, so question is like. Like, at this, like this existence, right, behind this mental level, there's a lot of things going on without us knowing. It's like how the mind travels so far, sometimes it just comes up.
You are aware or not, mind is unconsciously working already.
Yeah.
Right.
Like in a dream, like things manifest.
Yes, that's
right?
Why the mind is many.
This nature,
very
right?
Fast, just, very quick. I mean, unconscious level is working already.
It's very fast, yeah.
Yeah, right.
But it's like, for example,
depend on your awareness quality, you can. More see thing is going on. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like, for example, on the like the second day, I'm aware that there's no dinner, you know?
That's why it's hard to say the mind has no defilement. There's so much we don't know is going on right now. People, when they report, they sometimes say, Siado, at that time there was no defilements. He said, Siado says he only listens. He doesn't want to disappoint them and tell them, don't even hope. Because that's how much they see. So, yeah.
Yeah, because for example, on there's like second day, I'm aware that there's no dinner, right? There's only lunch, right? So after lunch, took a quick nap, and then as I walk down, there's these steps to walk down, and then there's something on the table. I was walking actually, and then the mind is so fast vision a snack on the table, labeled as a snack, but when I look quite quickly,
it's not a snack, obviously, it's a vitamins, you know. Because the mind, as I walk, I was thinking, oh, today no dinner. I wonder if there's any juice at 4 o'clock, like Shio Min time, and things like that. Right? So, but if the mind, as I walk down, it's so fast, there's a product in front of the table, it's like a conflict or something like that. It's like, what I'm saying is like, it's so unexpected. It's, what I'm aware is the thinking, but I didn't aware that the eyes is actually see. That's what I'm saying. It's like the mind is travel so fast.
Yes, Seattle agrees. There are so many things we don't know.
That's correct.
Okay, thank
now you
very
have
much.
A right view more. You have more right view, you more know, you don't know more things. Right. Sadhu. Yeah. People all the time they think they want, they know more. If you more understanding, you know, you don't know more.
The more you know, the more you know that you don't know.
I know, but be careful. On the mind say, I know, very be careful. As far as you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. How to know? How to know?
You know what you know.
You don't know what you don't know. Yeah, right. Yeah. You know what you know, yes. You don't know what you don't know. Okay, so maybe. Okay. Because I have time to be monk. Monk in interview time. So, last one.
Okay. Saido, I just want to know what should I do next,
Why?
What should I do next for my practice?
Mindful.
Okay. Actually.
And right attitude. Don't forget right attitude and continually aware.
Yeah. I find that it's like when I want to do the mindfulness, it's actually don't need a lot of effort, but it's very tired.
Don't need
effort. But actually, because when I see the process, right? Okay, the everything is my object. Even when I check my attitude, it's also my object. When I'm waiting to see something, it's also my object. So it's like continuous, like one to one. Okay, then I have another background saying, that is very tired, man. I have to so many things I need to take care. I'm very tired. I have the laziness in me.
ตะเกตินี่ได้เฉยมาเนาะตะไมเอ็งตะดิอ่ะตะเกตะหลอกดาตะดิตะดิก้าวมาไปตีနိုင်น่ะตะเกเวခံစားနေရလို့လားပင်မနဲ့လို့ခံစားလာစိတ်ချနေပြန်ကြည့်လိုက်လေပြန်စစ်လိုက်ရတယ်ဆရာ
တို့ says when the awareness is that good, when you can know so many things continuously and the connections, how the mind is knowing these things, he says while you are actually knowing it, have you checked your feeling to see if it's tiring or your mind is just talking?
It's tiring. The feeling
that means that you are putting in too much effort. That means you are putting in too much effort. Because you said you are not putting in too much effort, right? But if you are getting tired, it's a sign that you are trying too hard. So, don't try to see so much.
Okay.
If it's making you tired, I'm sure you are putting in too much effort.
Like we say, when we meditate, we should not have the one thing. But actually, the one thing always is the background. If I don't have
one thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
I will not forget.
Now, you. Hello, Bjorn. One thing, Mapaya Ulu, Mapiolo. One thing, Pimantibu, Webjolo.
Okay. For you, he says. And most people, he's not saying, he won't say you cannot have wanting. He says, if you see the wanting in the mind, recognize the wanting in the mind.
But the mind needs to continue to be curious,
Just recognize that. No need to stop that mind. just recognize that it is there.
Because of this curiosity, you are tired, you understand, then the mind let go about curiosity naturally.
Yeah, so the mind needs to understand for itself. Yeah, when because of this desire to know a lot, the mind is putting in so much effort, and so when you keep watching this, the mind will realize that so much wanting is making the mind tired. Yeah, then the mind will reduce the amount of wanting, okay, to some balance. But you learn from watching it.
Okay. Now.